Lust on Loan by Josie Edwards. A solitary moment in a restless, reckless world. That's how my quest for deeper intimacy started, really, as a private, stumbling exploration. I yielded to naughty curiosity, simply unwilling to stay bound by convention and the stale thrills that trail alongside. Thus, the devout good girl disrobed. And at the moment I was unleashed, there you were. A hesitant click, a jarring moan, and I was hooked. Your voice strums to the rhythm of my desire. Your growls sound like sin. The deep, rumbling timbre feels like home. Revealing things I didn't know. So much sex never explored. Until now. Now, I've discovered a new universe where my pussy is God. And your voice is the score. You paint a picture of your willing prey, and it washes over me. Each word transforming me into an object of need as it tumbles from your lips. I'm beautiful. I'm sexy. I am walking, breathing, living desire. It's a ritual now, really. You create a fantasy. It appears on my screen, and a familiar prick of anticipation waves across my skin. A quiet moment alone, and it begins. Another click, without hesitation this time. I never quite know what to expect, and that's all part of it. Being pulled into the whirling depravity of your mind and letting it happen. Will we fuck outside? Or on the kitchen counter? In the shower? Will you be rough or sweet? Are we strangers or lovers? Will you pull my hair? Or smack my ass? Or trail a lone finger down my spine? Will you grab me hard and whisper softly? Sometimes you aren't polite, demanding what you want. Sometimes you ease in, slowly moving toward the inevitable. Every time, I surrender my mind and let your imagination take root. In return, I whimper and shudder, and my body follows suit. No matter the details, one thing is certain. Your body needs mine. You are filled with an unrelenting urge to fuck me, to please me, to leave me begging and hungry to please you, to make me pant and moan alongside you. You tell me how good it makes you feel, and it makes me want to make someone feel that good too. I like it when I recognize myself in your words, when your attention puts a spotlight on my soul's desire. You gasp and moan and sigh. Before long, my mind is all yours, and my panties are wet. It's all so dirty and so obscene. Oh, but I'm still a good girl. But in a different way now. I'm your good girl. You tell me all the time. And I know I'm not the only one. The only one ensnared in the magnetism of your voice. I'm certain there are countless numbers of willing ears, open legs and restless fingers, provoked by the reverberation of your voice across their skin. We don't know you. We've never met you and never will. But we know the most intimate parts of you. We know what you like to do in bed and how you like to fuck. We know how you sound when you come. You share yourself with us this way and we eat it up. Because you see us in a way that no one else does too. Just as much as you are our fantasy, we are yours. You've pulled me deeper now, deeper into the illusion. You're enraptured too, and your breath betrays you. The intensity of your pleasure shoots across time and space and shocks my senses. It travels from my ears and through my body and lands in a warm tingle between my legs. The thrill wrestles an unexpected whimper from my tense body. Now I'm yours, completely undone and riveted by the sounds you make, the words you say. You're almost there, and your pleasure has me tied in kinky knots. This is my favorite part, when I hear the abandon in your voice, when the words pour out without premeditation or thought. Instinct and nature take hold, giving way to the wildest, rawest sounds of fucking. Now you're powerless to the scene you've created, and I'm your witness. Every breath, every gasp, every moan has you teetering closer to the brink, and I can hardly breathe. The ache between my legs is merciless now, and I'm rubbing them together to even get a whisper of relief. I hear your breath catch, and you let out a stifled moan. Oh, fuck. Fuck. It's all you manage to say before releasing an errant, shallow breath. You take in another breath, and the silence in its wake sets every cell in my body on fire. Panting and moaning follow, syncopated to the rhythm of your hand, and working my body into a frenzy to match. When the moment arrives, I feel your body bend through the sound of your voice. Your moan curls my body too, and I'm powerless against it, letting it pour over me and bathe my desperate body in the sound of your relief. A weightless moment follows. The brief moment that bridges the existence between rapture and reality. When there is no end and no beginning, only pleasure. A euphoric chuckle and heavy, raspy breaths signal the fulfillment of your relief. The respite has ended, and reality has returned. I let out a deep gust of air, too, and release myself from your verbal coil. Infused with the magic of your unrestrained fervor, I'm hungry now, unsatisfied and desperate to ease this ache with hands and flesh that know my body. Yes, it all transforms into something different altogether. Longing amplified, this energy is now a carnal gift, wrapped and prepared for someone else. After all, my lust is only on loan. Every other part of me belongs to another.